from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Craig Miller. Ecstasy. Most of us know it as a party drug, known for lowering inhibitions and acting as a kind of indiscriminate love potion. But researchers are finding that the main ingredient, MDMA, has potential to be a true medicine. Early studies show it can ease symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, and now a new pilot study in California is exploring it as a treatment for social anxiety in autistic adults. Reporter April Domboski met one of the study participants at her home in Los Angeles.
For a long time, Daniel A.U. Valencia got the message that she was wrong, wrong, wrong.
There's a lot of shame around autism.
She stood wrong, she talked wrong, she looked at people wrong.
There's a lot of being told that you look weird.
A social skills teacher once tried to show Valencia how to make eye contact without making others uncomfortable. Don't avoid it, but don't stare.
What I have to do is, okay, eye contact, 1, 2, 3, glance away, glance back, 1, 2, 3, glance away. And at that point, I'm no longer listening. I'm instead pretending to listen.
A lot of people Valencia tries to talk to just walk away.
And so that anxiety comes from being excluded, being rejected, being ridiculed for things that are just part of naturally being me.
Valencia is 22. She likes salsa dancing and improv classes. But sometimes the social stress gets to her, and then she doesn't go out. She never answers the phone. It can feel like a failure.
You know, it creates a cycle of self-judgment and makes anxiety worse.
Then last year, Valencia heard about an unusual study using MDMA to treat social anxiety, specifically in autistic people.
MDMA creates a sensation of feeling safe.
Psychologist Alicia Danforth says MDMA floods the brain with serotonin and quiets the fear response from the amygdala.
MDMA can be a bit like training wheels for the psyche.
The treatment is 2 day-long MDMA sessions, 6 weeks apart. Danforth met with Valencia several times before each one to talk about what social skills she wanted to practice or how she wanted to grow. Valencia's goal
was to be more assertive.
Valencia arrived here at 10 a.m. for the first MDMA session. It's a bland corner office at the Los Angeles Biomedical Research Institute at UCLA. Researchers transform the room to a kind
cozy,
of den.
Cozy, autism-friendly.
With soft lighting.
Soothing colors.
And a wall-sized poster of a
forest canopy. With light streaming in.
I used a lot of New Age flute music that really worked for me.
Within a half hour of swallowing the capsule, Valencia knew it was not a placebo.
I felt the changes in my body
shifts
radically altered
into sensory awareness.
One of the powerful moments I remember.
Epiphany moments.
Bit into half a grape, felt the flavors, texture, the nuance.
Sensory awareness.
2 layers of skin, 2 different kinds of the inside. Wow, I can really.
Epiphany moments.
Wow, I can really enjoy every bit of life more if I can do it mindfully. There was a point where I kind of felt like I had a lot of energy. Got up, and I said, I feel like dancing. Started solo.
People reported changes in their level of
turned into
courage,
partner dance,
confidence.
I was thinking my intention is
communication,
be assertive,
connection.
Well, one part of being assertive is ask for what you want.
Mental clarity.
Hey, you want to dance together? Was my moment to practice that.
And in this setting, that was completely appropriate.
That was a big moment for me.
The day after the session, Danforth met with Valencia for hours to talk. She called her every day for a week after that.
The treatment day is just a day. It's what you do with those insights and how you integrate it into your everyday life.
What Valencia does every day now, like homework, is flip through a deck of emotion cards.
Peaceful.
She picks
loving,
ones with pictures and words that help her know what she's feeling.
Relieved. I've learned about the importance of connecting with your emotions.
One time, she pulled half the deck.
I've learned that you can experience a whole lot of different emotions at once.
This is novel for a lot of autistic people.
One of the takeaways that I have is knowing that I have a choice. Anytime something is bothering me, I can do something about it.
When Valencia's second MDMA session came up, her goals had shifted. She needed to let go of the pressure she was putting on herself to be better all the time, to be different.
There was a moment I was just sitting in a big comfy chair.
Maybe put on eye shades.
Laying my hands.
Headphones.
Do whatever my hands wanted to do. Lots of ideas. It looks like nothing is happening. Lots of thoughts racing. And I thought, these are some good ideas. I should write them down. And then I stopped myself. Do I have to do this? I can just sit here and enjoy them. And that's what I chose to do.
One of Valencia's big takeaways from the whole experiment is that there's no such thing as good emotions or bad emotions.
All emotions deserve to exist.
She says it's the same with brains.
Well, there's good brains and bad brains.
As in, there are other people's brains and Valencia's autistic brain.
I think that concept doesn't apply.
Are you sort of talking about a continuum of self-acceptance?
Well, I hadn't thought to put it that way, but yes. Once you do away with that most basic of dichotomies, good versus bad, and just make it all sort of a jumbled mess of the same thing, then, well, you can either hate yourself as a whole, or you can accept and love yourself as a whole.
It's impossible to draw a direct line between the treatment and how Valencia is doing now. The study is too small. But researchers believe the findings are promising enough to warrant more MDMA studies with autistic adults, or eventually anybody with social anxiety. I'm April Demboski, KQED News.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.